Welcome to your daily devotional. May 18th. If the world hates you. John chapter 15, verses 18 and 19. If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you are of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. More so than ever, in these trying days, the hatred of the world towards his people is being made manifest. This is happening at a time when one would think that all people would be looking for a spiritual answer to the trials of our time. Instead, the multitudes argue against the church as an essential institution, and for the marijuana dispensaries and killing rooms, they call them abortion and women's health services, as essential services. So they argue, we can sentence innocent babies to certain death in the womb, but dare not allow God's true worshipers to exercise religious worship in a social distanced, sanitized, and face-masked environment in compliance with reasonable health guidelines for an hour on Sunday. If the world hates you, Christian friend, it may be because you are living a life of peace and the knowledge that the good Lord is in charge of all things. And he who knows the exact number of hairs on your head has got you. If you preach and or promote the life-giving gospel of Jesus Christ, just as it is in the Bible, the world will hate you. Why? Because the world rejects the subject, namely the person of the gospel. To accept Jesus Christ as Lord God and Savior, one must admit to being a sinner, needing a Savior, and be willing to repent of ungodly thoughts and behaviors. All of these things accompany salvation, which is attained to by faith in the only begotten Son of the Father. If the world hates you, it may be a result of your godly and righteous conduct in this evil present age. If that is so, you are doing something right, hence the opposition from Christ's enemies. Note also that some professing Christians may hate you also, if you do not bow down to the spirit of the day. Consider how Jesus was treated, and expect the same kind of treatment and attitude that his enemies gave and had toward him. If the world loves you, if you are popular, if you have many friends inside and outside professing Christendom, you may be doing something wrong. People who do not preach or promote the whole counsel of God, including the sinfulness of man, the need for repentance, and the reality of both literal heaven and literal hell, will find no opposition from the world. Pseudo-Christianity does not challenge the world system. Consider your ways.